Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
We'll move on for the moment, because the sale of vaping products to people under 18 will be banned in the coming weeks under plans due to be approved by Cabinet tomorrow, and that's according to today's Irish Times. The bill will also limit the types of shops that can sell vapes and restrict the advertising of vaping products near schools and on public transport as well. Until now, there's been no mandatory age restriction on the sale or marketing of e-cigarettes in Ireland. There has been the reported move due to be to go to Cabinet tomorrow has been welcomed today, but some campaigners say they should be going much further, the restrictions. Well, one of those is Professor Des Cox, who's a consultant in paediatric respiratory medicine at Children's Health Ireland in Crumlin, and he joins me now, as does Joe Dunn from Respect Vapors, a pro-vaping lobby group. You're both very welcome to the programme. Des Cox, I might turn to you first of all. The bill tomorrow, the restrictions that will come into effect in terms of vaping, what's your reaction?
Yeah, thanks very much. First of all, absolutely, the age restriction is very welcome. It's long overdue. This bill has been in gestation for a number of years now. So certainly the measures that are coming into place over the summer months will hopefully curb the use of vaping products amongst teenagers. The issue, I suppose, is that it doesn't go far enough in respect to curbing teen vaping outright. There is still the flavorings in these products are still very attractive to teenagers. The colorful packaging and the display as you'll see at your local petrol station. So the products are being clearly marketed and advertised to a younger audience. I certainly feel that there is a role here for in the way that that we're not allowed to market or advertise tobacco products, that we should be moving towards.
So you're saying tomorrow's restrictions are welcome, but they should be more restrictive even still.
Yes.
Would you agree with that in any way, Joe?
Well, I think the under-18s are banning the sale to under-18s is most welcome. You know, it's something that has been sort of hovering over the industry for the last couple of years, and probably is something that should have come in a few years ago. As regards taking the regulations further, well, all you'd need to do is look at the amount of vapors that's in Ireland at the moment. Like, it's in excess of 250,000 adult smokers who have swapped to vaping, like who've left tobacco behind and made a difference to their life by switching to vaping.
We don't know it's a swap in every case, do we?
Well, from our studies, it's the majority. It's in excess of 75%. You know,
and when you say our studies, who is that?
It was a study done by Redwire. It was a study done on the Respect Vapors members. So it was to show who was solely using e-cigs, who was using e-cigs and cigarettes, and who was still on cigarettes.
Okay.
So when we look at that, the main thing we need to look at is that it is helping adult smokers switch from a very harmful product to a less harmful product. So that is something that we can all agree on. It is less harmful than smoking, and we do know that.
What about restricting flavorings and so on, Joe?
Well, the thing you have to look at flavorings, other countries and other places have tried that in the past. And I'll pick one example is in America. San Francisco banned flavors there at some stage last year. And within about four months, smoking rates actually really increased. You know, it really went up. Because if you look at studies done all over Europe, and I take the UK because they're the ones that are really doing a lot of studies all the time, over 75% of their 3.4 million people who vape are using non-tobacco flavors. The thing you have to remember as well, Cormac, is that...
Okay, but before you move on from that, can I put that to Des? Yeah. If you restrict vapes too much, smoking goes up. That's the contention.
Yeah, so the first thing is that vaping, people who vape don't exclusively vape. Scientific studies would show that 40% of people who vape also use tobacco products. So there is a problem here in respect to it as an effective tool to help keep people quit smoking. In respect to what other countries have experienced, certainly Finland is we can all pick a country, but certainly there is some evidence that when there's a ban placed on flavours, that it hasn't decreased, that it hasn't resulted in an increase in smoking rates. And certainly we would always be promoting the more tried and trusted effective methods of helping people to quit smoking. And that's where
the Australian model does, am I right?
Yeah, so I mean, Australia have been very brave, and they've gone so far as to make it prescription only, and they've put in a complete ban on all flavours except for tobacco only. So what they've experienced, exactly what Ireland has experienced in most of other countries, is that there has been a dramatic rise in teenage vaping. I mean, if you had a secondary school teachers on here today, I'm sure they're all listening in, and their experiences have seen a dramatic rise in the number of teenagers and young people using these products. Mm-hmm. So any way that we can stop from this whole generation from becoming nicotine addicted, I think is a sensible approach.
So Joe, but let's go the Australian model. Prescription only, remove flavours, make it very restrictive indeed, and we'll see vaping go down.
Well, the problem you have with the Australian model, and people need to understand why Australia did this, it was for two reasons, but the main reason they did it was because of the illicit black market trade that was flooding the country with non-regulated products that people didn't know what was in them. So that was one of the main reasons that they brought in this regulation. So if Australia had no regulation at all, so it's not as if vaping was in the mainstream and in shops and wherever else in Australia. It wasn't anywhere. But the country was being flooded by illegal black market, non-regulated products. So that's why they took this route. So it's not as if vaping was there and then they made these changes to it. This is their fourth step in relation to vaping regulation. And for me, all you're going to see over the next couple of months or couple of years, the smoking rates in Australia will rise because vaping is on prescription. All
but
it is
not,
is putting
not necessarily,
barrier.
Says putting, Des. If you look at the evidence in Finland, if you look at the evidence in Finland, that didn't happen.
But if you look at the evidence in Finland as well, when you take any of the Nordic countries, they're heavily reliant on snus, their other product, which is one of the main products that keeps them off cigarettes. You could take Sweden, for an example. You look at Sweden. Sweden actually produced a report this week to say that they will be smoke-free within the next probably 12 months. But they have vaping in there as well, as along with all the other NRT products. Like when people mention NRT, nicotine replacement has I think it's a 94-96% failure rate. Vaping is more effective than NRT, and studies have shown this. So we can't keep doing the same thing over and over again with NRT and hoping that smokers will come down.
Des?
If you look at the smoking rates here...
Let's get Des to respond to that. So Finland isn't a robust model to hold up.
No, so just to pull Joe up on something there, like there's no evidence that e-cigarettes are any better than NRT. So he's wrong in saying that. There's no
the studies.
Hang on, let him finish, Joe, please.
So the Cochrane review, which is a review of the studies, which there it's not saying that it's better than NRT. It may be there may be a role for it, but there's that all, and the conclusion of that study as well is that there's no long-term data on e-cigarettes as well. So there's these products, there is evidence that long-term vaping can affect your heart and lungs, so they're not completely harmless. And it is more the sensible physician opinion would be that people should try the tried and trusted methods first, and that they are the safer products that are out there in the market, and that we should be turning to those quit aids rather than something where we don't know the long-term impact of.
Can I ask you, Joe, I don't know an awful lot about your organization, Respect Vapors. Where how are you funded?
We're funded by the Edmund Burke Institute. It's a non-for-profit organization who takes up different things in different countries and which are very topical. So they set this up about a year and a half ago. And again, it was to try and give the vapors in Ireland a voice, because the vapors didn't have a voice at all when it comes to regulations.
So the Edmund Burke Institute wants to give Irish vapors a voice. Is that it?
Exactly that.
Is it a private organization?
Yeah, it's a private organization, yes. Yes.
Yeah, and does it?
But if we just come back to what Des was saying.
No, but I'm just saying. But who funds your campaign then, pro vaping?
It's funded by philanthropists who are sponsors of the Edmund Burke Institute.
I do understand that. I just wonder I mean, is there any pro-tobacco company or tobacco company funding the campaign?
No, it's not associated with any tobacco companies at all.
Categorically?
At all. Not associated with anyone at all. None at all. We're here to represent the vapors. And I think you have to remember, Cormac, as well, Des hidden it there. Like we must stick to the tried and trusted method. People have tried NRT for the past 20, 30 years and it hasn't worked. Over the past 8 years, smoking rates have dropped by 4 to 5% and vaping rates are at 4 to 5%. So listen, it doesn't take a mathematician to work out what is making a difference, and it is vaping. And vaping needs to be looked at. I'm on the same side as Des. I want people to stop smoking. That's what it is. And vaping should be seen as one of the tools, not the only tool, but one of the tools alongside the other tools that are out there to help people.
Okay. And do you agree that it could be a tool to help people get off tobacco, Des?
Well, we'd need to see much more evidence on its long-term effectiveness at helping people quit, and we would need to see long-term evidence on its safety as well. But just to say that there is no evidence that the vaping has helped people in Ireland. Smoking rates actually have stalled over the last couple of years. So it's not true to say that our tobacco smoking rates are going down in an effective manner because of vaping, because they're actually not. They're actually stalled. If you look at the Healthy Ireland data over the last few years, and I will say the one thing is, well, one other study found that like teenage smoking particularly in boys has slightly risen over the last couple of years. And again, you know, if you put two and two together, as Joe likes to do, you would say that's down to vaping as well. So
okay, look, we'll leave it there for the moment. Professor Des Cock, consultant in paediatric respiratory medicine and Children's Health Ireland, thank you very much indeed. And Joe Dunn of Respect Vapors, thank you as well. A number of your texts to 51551 on that conversation. My son, aged 13 last week at dinner, said it was the girls in his Dublin 4 school who were vaping. My daughter, aged 20, agreed, saying she loves vaping because she loves the watermelon flavour and she can get the vapes in lovely colours to match her nails. Ban the flavours and the pretty colours now, says that listener. Another, my daughters are both athletes, neither ever use cigarettes, both through peer pressure started using vapes. One has managed after 6 months to give it up. The other is still hooked. Both are very strong-willed ladies. Both feel that their products have affected their performance. And one more before we finish on vaping. I'm a bus driver and smoking on buses is obviously almost completely gone. But recently, there's a huge number of young kids and teenagers vaping constantly on the bus and everywhere else. It's really sad to see, and it should not have been allowed to get this popular. Horse has bolted as usual, says that listener, 51551.